Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Music Sin Fronteras, Music Without Borders. And today we're going to interview the Mexican master jazz guitarist, Juan Castañón. And we're going to play a few cuts from his albums. So before we go any further, though, I wanted to mention that if you are a regular listener to my show, Music Friday Live, then you know we were based in Los Angeles until July. Well, Music Friday Live has moved to Mexico to take advantage of the fabulous music coming out of Mexico. And not just mariachi, but rock and rap and pop and jazz and everything in between. We have a new name, Music Sin Fronteras, Music Without Borders. And remember, this is Mexico, and we haven't quite fully soundproofed the studio, so you may hear some odd noises, you know, like the gas truck coming by with its loudspeaker jingle, and sometimes the local high school marching band comes right down the street next to the studio, and, you know, there are people singing and horses and stuff like that, so, and it's been kind of busy and noisy today, so you may hear some odd sounds every now and then. It's all good. Oh, and I think there's also a rock band that's taken over the studio next to us, and they're practicing. The interview, now that you've been told all that, the interview that you are about to hear actually was conducted yesterday because Juan is playing at an event right now as we speak. And I think it's an event that's going on as part of or the prelude to Independence Day. Independence Day in Mexico is the 16th of September. It's sort of like the 4th of July in the U.S., but with a lot more parties and parades and music. Dieciséis de Septiembre, as it's called here, celebrates the beginning of the battle for Mexico's independence from Spain in 1810. It is not the same as Cinco de Mayo, which celebrates the defeat of the French army by the Mexican army at the Battle of Pueblo in 1862, and is actually a very little minor holiday here. Of course, it's a big deal in the United States, thanks to the beer industry, but really it's hardly noticed here. So much for history. Let's have some jazz. Here is my interview yesterday with Juan Castañón. Juan Castañón is a musician's musician who constantly expands the boundaries of his art and the world of jazz. A superb guitarist who also plays a sarod, he has studied music in prestigious academies in Mexico and Italy. He's worked with prominent artists like Michael Godard and Tsutomu Takahashi, and the list just goes on and on. His collaborations in Mexico and Italy are long and varied and range from free jazz to traditional jorocho to experimental and electronic music. I was lucky enough to see him at his experimental jazz trio, the Disaster Trio, at Guadalajara's Chango Voodoo Club recently, and fell in love. Now I am able to introduce him to you. Juan, welcome to Music Sin Fronteras.
Thank you very much, Patrick. I'm happy to be here.
Well, given the technical difficulties, I'm very appreciative of you giving us your time to do this. We thank you very much. Now, you play funk and soul and jazz and experimental music. As an artist, what's the relationship among all of these different kinds of music, or is there a relationship?
Well, I try to see all the music as sound that occurs in time, and the difference is just about the rules of the game inside each kind of music. Some music is more open in terms of rules, and some other one has a specific function, as the funk. The function of the funk in a nightclub is making people dance and have fun. So do I on stage, and I try to approach all music from the improvisation. So that's where I try to move it inside the spaces for improvisation.
Can you improvise funk? Is it a form that lends itself to improvisation?
Can be improvised fingers, certainly can be done. But in my case, I play with a singer and we play songs. So I improvise the way I choose the chords, the voicing, the different effects I use for comping, and I improvise. They always leave me a space for soloing. That is the colloquial way to say it. And I improvise there. I don't have a restrained amount of bars for improvising, so I can improvise for 1 minute or for 10 if I can. And that's the thing that keep the music fresh.
Well, I think one reason why you're so good at improvisation is that you're so good at guitar playing. How did you learn to play the guitar so well?
Well, I didn't start young. I started at 19. The actual instrument I started playing was the accordion. And I played Mexican music, Tejano music, Tex-Mex. And then I moved to guitar when I was 19. And I started taking lessons from a Mexican teacher, private lessons. Then I moved in, when I was 23, I moved to Italy, and I went to the university, music university in Rome. And I got to study with Marco Acquarelli, jazz guitar teacher in Rome. And then mostly by myself, studying from recordings and trying to get information from everywhere.
Well, I want to give our audience an opportunity to hear those guitar chops of yours. So you've given us three sample songs, and the first one we're going to play is Kornika. And I want everyone listening to listen very carefully to the guitar. Here is Kornika. Environment with that song and with all your songs. Do your songs reflect your feelings at the time of your recording them or playing them live, or do you sort of structure it in advance in order to generate a certain feeling?
Mm-hmm. Well, the music always reflects the emotional way we are feeling in the moment we record it. But also ideas, musical ideas, reflects the way the musician thinks and how the musician organizes the musical material, the sounds. In this case, I wanted to make a structure in three parts that reflects different textures or different feelings. The first part that is more aggressive is just like the opening part of the song. And at the end, what I wanted is to tell a story. It's a narrative way to organize the material. That's why it's called Chronica. And so the first part is more aggressive. It's made out of some breaks that occurs four or five times, and those breaks sound like explosions, and we play together drums, bass, and guitar. Then dissolves into the another section that is more soft, is more open, and brings like calm after that. To end with the main theme, the song at the end will have a rock rock rhythm for forcing.
Well, it works. You move the listener from a speed rush into kind of a pool of calm. It works. It works very well, and that's one of the reasons why it's such an interesting song. Now, I want to play another very interesting song that you've given us. This is Simulacro, and here it is. Again, you create a sonic environment of calm with that song, but not all of your music is calming. In addition to the high energy music that I heard at Chango Voodoo, I've been listening to your albums on Bandcamp and on Spotify, and one of the albums that I really love is Resonator, and some of the songs on Deimos are totally different tone too, but I was going to ask you, do you plan ahead for each album to create kind of a different world, a different landscape, or does that just happen while you're doing the recording?
Well, I'm just trying to explore different kind of sounds, different kind of music, and it's like a journey to know more about myself. How can I react to sound in different contexts. So I I exposed myself to different kind of instruments, music, and well, in the case of resonator, it's an instrument for that is made for folk music. Everybody plays it for bluegrass, for blues, and I had the chance to play it in a different way. 2 years ago, I had a surgery in my knee, and I had to spend 2 months in bed, and a friend of mine let me use it, and that way I got to practice on it, and I recorded that song at my room, in my house. And it's a different way to approach the instrument, because I'm playing a jazz ballad that is composed for saxophone, for a saxophonist, and I play it on dobro. Dobro is a or resonator. It's this metal guitar with a resonator inside, like a plate that reflects the sound. And well, it was a challenge to play it.
Well, I want to recommend to all of our listeners that they go to your Bandcamp page and they get a copy of Resonator, because it's a unique and wonderful piece of music, right? Another unique and wonderful piece of music that you produced is music with the sarod, the ancient instrument from northern India, which has as many as 25 different strings, and it's not easy to learn how to play it. So people take years to do that. How did you come to play the sarod and even record an album with one?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I have been always fascinated about the Indian music. I had some of the recordings of Ravi Shankar and Vishnu Lakhan. But when I came to live here in Assisi 9 years ago, I met Michael Robbins. He's a master of Indian music. He's been living in India for many years, and he got to meet the most important musicians for classical Hindustani music, and he learned from them. So he's living here in Assisi. Nowadays he's very old and he's not teaching anymore, but well, I used to live in front of his house, and he gave me the keys of his studio, and I used to go practice every day on his instruments, and had the time to meet him very well and take lessons from him for about 4 years. So I made the recording along with Alvaro Rubio, a percussion player who came especially to Assisi, especially for mm-hmm. touring with him, and we made that recording.
I'm impressed with your dedication and to spend 4 years working on a particular instrument. That is definitely love and dedication. Well, we're getting a little tight on time, but I am dedicated to letting our audience hear one more of your songs and then talking about your upcoming show in Guadalajara. So let's listen to another piece of music. This is No Es Cuestionable.
Yeah.
that's a song that I associate with jazz or free jazz. And also it's a great piece of guitar work too. You want to tell us about that song?
Well, this song is no cuestionable. It's a song I dedicated for a friend of mine, a saxophone player, who used to say very often that phrase is no cuestionable. So that's something that has no two ways of doing this, or you don't have the chance for the option for do it or not do it. So you no cuestionable. You just have to do it. And it's a song based on a ostinato or a bass line that is repeating all over the song, and it's based on a rhythm in 11/8, and well, it's not a very common metric to play over, and the main theme. Ratio also in a scale that was invented by a composer, Russian composer. His name is Nicholas Loninsky. He wrote this huge book that is called Thesaurus of Scales and Melodic Patterns, and it's a book that opens many ways to organize sounds in a scale for composing, and is known for being used by John Coltrane and Frank Zappa. So,
I play the cajon a little, so I'm kind of familiar with percussion signatures and rhythms, and 11/8 is one that's kind of hard to wrap my head around.
Yes.
For a while. Okay. Well, we are out of time, but I wanted to make sure we have a chance to talk about your upcoming concerts. You're going to be in Guadalajara twice, I believe, next week. You want to tell us where you're going to be playing and how people can find you?
It's a concert series that is organized by the Gobierno de Jalisco, the government culture department, and it's called Bemol Concert Series, and they are doing this series of concerts with different kinds of groups. They are programming classical music, contemporary, and most of them música de cámara, chamber music, but they called me because they wanted to have also some modern jazz involved, and I'm very happy to participate in it. The first one is going to be in the Palco Theater. It's going to be next Monday at 8:30. The second one is on Tuesday at 8:32 at the Alarife Theater. And I'm very excited about it because I will be playing most of the Thelonious Monk music we have been working on this year on these compositions, and we are having a special guest, very important musician from Mexico City, Israel Kupic, one of the most active bass players, upright bass players in Mexico. And so I will be playing as a trio with Miguel Soto on drums, Ray Kupich on bass, and me on guitar, and some effects that I use for my guitar.
Well, I'm going to try to make it, and I urge everyone listening in the Guadalajara area to make it. And they can get further details, I believe, on your Facebook page. Is that a good place for people to go for information?
Yes, they can check out on my personal page, and Juan Castañón Acacia, and all the information is over there.
Okay, well, we are out of time now, so I want to thank you very much for taking the time, braving all the technical details and the traffic, and spending this time with us. So thank you, Juan.
Well, thank you, Patrick. Thank you.
That's Juan Castañón. And if you're in Guadalajara or in the area around Guadalajara Monday night or Tuesday night, catch his jazz concerts, go to his Facebook page and you can get all the details there. Stream his music on Spotify, or even better yet, you should go to his Bandcamp page and collect them permanently. Well, that was my conversation with Juan Castañón, and we really are out of time now. So tune in next week, live at 1 p.m. Central, 11 a.m. West Coast, 2 p.m. Eastern. We're going to have a conversation with the San Diego-based Latina pop star, Abrina. And we're going to play some of her new songs, like Way You Touch Me. I'm sure you've heard that one. And also follow our Twitter feed and our Instagram feed. They're still the same. We didn't change them. They're still Twitter at Music Friday Live and Instagram at Music Friday, And we'll keep you updated on the show next week. And, of course, we're now on Facebook at Music Without Borders, Ajijic. And Ajijic is spelled A-J-I-J-I-C. It's the name of the town we're sitting in right now. It's not a Spanish word. It's a Nahuatl word, one of the ancient languages of Mexico. Before we leave, I wanted to alert listeners in Texas to El Paso Fermé, which is tomorrow in El Paso, Texas, at Azcárate Park. It's a music and a music event and a rally event featuring Latinx artists like Anna Tujo Cuco, La Santa Cecilia. You all know La Santa Cecilia, and also Cuco, Dueto Dos Rosas, DJ Truillo, and they're going to play to support immigrants' rights and anti-racist organizations, which, of course, El Paso needs that kind of support right now. They're going to be all day in the park, great music, great cause. So if you're in El Paso, if you're listening to me in El Paso and are near El Paso, Texas, go on down to Azcárate Park. In the meantime, have a great musical weekend and viva la música de México. Bye.